If they want to ever have any kind of a chance to win this ball game on the road against these Hornets, as Chilliwack right now leads it 28-0. Back deep for the Hornets will be Aaron Baker, standing back at his own 10-yard line. Kicking the ball away for Kirksville is Pierce Miletic, a junior.
And the midfielders, as I call them, kind of moved up there, maybe thinking onside kick, but no.
Low overhead kick that is taken by Baker at the 8. He's up to the 15, now the 20, where he's met by a gorge of Kirksville Tigers and pushed back, but they're going to give him his forward progress, which is the 21-yard line of Chillicothe. So Chillicothe will start 1st and 10 at their own 21-yard line.
I think that's their worst field position start of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Did you and Butch happen to talk any more about the fact that Kirksville started this ball game with no huddle offense?
Yes, we did, yeah.
And then they just go away from it.
And they haven't really been in sync since then.
No, not at all.
They had a good flow those first three
plays. Really did. Garcia and Hayward are wide to the right. Handoff goes to Ross. Ross gets into the secondary, crossing the 25, the 30, and up to the 33 goes Ross, picking up a first down on that first down carry. Just underway here in the third quarter, Chillicothe leads it 28-0.
12-yard gallop right up the gut to start.
Wind coming out stronger out of the south, but no rain in sight at this point. Just a beautiful night for football. Here's the Hornets, strong line to the right. Three backs in the backfield for a straight T formation. 1st and 10 at the 33 of the Chillicothe is the Hornets. Ross again gets the call, goes off right tackle. Flag goes up in the air as Ross is brought down at the 39-yard line.
Kind of thrown at the end of the play. Usually that could be a late hit or a face mask or something of that sort. We'll sort it out here. Face mask. Hey, I was right.
There you go.
You know, when you name three or four possible calls, you're bound to get one of them, right? Up to the 39, so it's a 6-yard gain before the flag.
Ross
will march off another 5, Mark.
Ross comes out of the ball game for a breather. Snyder comes back into the huddle with the next play. Ball sitting at the 44-yard line of Chillicothe. Wind in their face at the moment as Kirksville is desperately wanting to get this ball back quickly from the Hornets. They trail the Hornets 28-0. Baker in the backfield, along with Atkins and Hayward. Atkins gets the call. Atkins gets hit in the backfield, but scurries forward for about a yard. He almost got that ball stripped out of his right arm, but he was able to hold on to it and gain 1 yard. So it'll be 2nd and 9 now for Chillicothe.
Once again, testing the interior defense of Kirksville. They've kind of gone up the gut basically 3 straight times.
This timeout reminds us that it's time to visit Woody's Automotive Group in Chillicothe and get wowed. Balance line in front of Snyder. Counter pitches back to Hayward. Coming around the west sidelines, Hayward loses his blockers, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage near the Hornet sidelines. Tackle made by Marshall Cook, younger brother of McKenna Cook. Marshall, a junior.
Had one of his linemen kind of got pushed back from the line of scrimmage a yard or two, and he couldn't quite fight his way around it. Did get back to the line of scrimmage, so we'll call it no gain, 3rd and 9. For Chillicothe from the 40, leading 28-0, a couple minutes deep into the second half.
Hornets in a passing situation here with 3rd and 9 at their own 45. Maybe they might run a draw. Let's see. Strong line to the left. Three backs in the backfield. Counter pitch, no, fake handoff. Snyder standing back at his own 35, throws for Garcia, incomplete at the 35-yard line. I'm afraid had he caught that, he would have been out of bounds anyway, and Garcia slowly gets up but is able to get back up and run back to the huddle. Ian Richmond on the coverage of the senior Garcia.
Pretty tight coverage by Kirksville that time.
And now they're going to punt the ball away, it appears. Baker has punted the ball once tonight.
and started out as a decent punt, but it landed wrong and started bouncing back towards him. Turned out to be a short punt.
Ian Richmond back deep to accept this punt from Baker. Quick punt. It's a low one, but it pushes Richmond further back, and it goes out of bounds. Out of bounds. Let's see where they mark it. They're marching up. It's out of bounds at the 27-yard line of Rick Kirksville. So the Tigers put a stop to the Hornet offense to start this second half, and trailing 28-0, they come out offensively.
33-yard punt there for Baker.
Very nice. No huddle as they come off the sidelines.
We'll see whether they're going to stick with the no huddle or not.
Schilling remains in at quarterback. Lewis, the sophomore, is standing 4 yards behind him. Schilling throws quickly. It's caught by I think it's Robert Campbell. Let's see here. He fought up to, yes, it's Campbell, up to the 30-yard line. A gain of 3 by the Kirksville offense. Tackle made by Vincent Moore. It'll be a second down and 7 now for the Tigers at their own 30-yard line as they move right to left on your radio dial. Sollers wide to the left. Wide to the right is Glassby.
Broken play.
Broken play. No gain.
And if I was a center, I'd want to avoid my quarterback as much as possible because that center is having problems with the deep snap. It's always around his ankles. And he turned around to hand it off to his lone tailback who had already moved up to block. So someone forgot something there, and they'll hear about it when it comes to watching game film.
A lot of these guys are juniors and sophomores. I'm quite surprised that they're playing this way because a lot of them started last year, so they've got some experience.
That's exactly what I've been thinking.
Four wide receiver set, Schilling in shotgun formation. Schilling throws quickly to the right. Sollers dives for it, and it goes in and out of his hands at the 39-yard line of Kirksville. He's upset as he goes off to the sidelines because had he kept possession of that ball, it would have been a first down for Kirksville. Instead, it's a punt situation for the Tigers as Miletic is back at his own 15-yard line. Back deep is Munson and Hayward for the Hornets. Here's the punt, almost blocked as he took his sweet time, but it's a beautiful punt that's taken by Hayward at the 37 of Chillicothe, and he gets up to the 42-yard line of the Hornets before he's tackled by Levi Moore.
Well, decent field position once again to start with.
First and 10 for the Hornets. They're going to mark this ball at the Chillicothe 42-yard line, and we're going to have a referee's timeout for a drink.
Don't mind if I do. A nice drink of water here. Let's make that perfectly clear.
Comes with 8 minutes. Quarter, Chillicothe leads it 28-0. Let's take a 30. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Randy Dean coming to you live from Bob Fairchild Field at Jerry Lent Memorial Stadium. Chillicothe leads the game 28-0 with 8 minutes remaining, third quarter, over the Kirksville Tigers. The Hornets will have it second time in the second half, first and 10 at their own 42.
You mentioned Bob Fairchild Field. Coach Fairchild is here watching. And there goes another helicopter the opposite way. Apparently that's a helicopter that brought someone in earlier. But Coach Fairchild is here watching. Be interesting what he'd... I'd have to think he'd be kind of happy with a 28-0 score. And, you know, coaches will always find the things that didn't go well to talk about as well. But
that's
I'd have to think
true.
He'd be somewhat happy with the turn of events right now.
Tristan Sewell be wide to the left. He's joined with Aaron Baker. Hayward and Ross are split in the backfield. On first and 10 from their own 42, here's the handoff to Ross. Ross breaks a tackle on the left side of the line of scrimmage and is able to get up to the 45 of the Hornets, where he's brought down by Nick Williams and John Bohan.
Well, if you go by the old school, that's what you want, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, except there's no dust this time.
Yeah, we got that nice little rain earlier. And we're supposed to get more later tonight.
As long as it waits until after the game's
that's
over.
That's true. Second down and 6 for the Hornets at their own 45-yard line. Straight T formation in the backfield of Baker, Ross, and Hayward. Counter pitch goes to Hayward. Hayward lowers his head as he crosses the 45 around the right side of the line and gets up to the Hornet 49. Another gain, another nice gain on second down. Morgan Mays was in on the tackle from his linebacker position. It'll be third and three now for the Hornets at their own 49-yard line.
The point of attack blocking is still pretty good. He's finding a holder one through. The second-tier blocking isn't developing just yet. But, you know, you can pick up 3 and 4 yards each time. I'll take that.
Here's Chillicothe breaking huddle with 13 seconds on the play clock. Strong line to the right as Hayward will be flanked tight to the right. Baker and Ross split in the backfield. Ross gets the carry. Ross gets the first down. Ross crosses midfield. Ross crosses the 45. And he's brought down at the 44 of the Kirksville Tigers.
And again, he had that nice lead blocker in front of him. One of the halfbacks, I think it was Hayward, helped clear the hole a little bit and pick up the first down.
Gage Colton, a junior, 6'4", 256-pound defensive lineman, on the tackle by the Kirksville Tigers.
Gain of 7 that time for Ross.
Chillicothe leads 28-0 with 6:25 remaining in the third. Strong line again to the right as Hayward goes in motion to the right out of the backfield. Handoff goes to Ross, and Ross continues to churn the legs and get down to the 38-yard line of Kirksville. He's brought down by Morgan Mays and Marshall Cook.
You know, Ross isn't nearly the size of Luke Plummer from last year, but he is pound for pound just as tough. He is a tough runner and hard to bring down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of power in that 100 and whatever odd 60, 70-pound frame of his.
Second down and 5 for the Hornets. Ball sitting at the 39-yard line is where they're going to mark it of Kirksville. Pitch out goes to Hayward. Hayward evades one defender around the left corner, picks up some steam and goes forward across the 35 down to the 32 of Kirksville for another Chillicothe first down. Ethan Gooch, the sophomore, in on the tackle for Chillicothe. We have an injured ball player. It's a Hornet.
Hornet, yeah.
Looks like it might be a cramp for Hayward, as they are bending his foot all the way back, and it's painful to watch, but I think they're trying to work out the calf muscle. Kirksville's training unit came out very quickly to help out. We appreciate that sportsmanship, as we have a stoppage in play right now, a 5:33 remaining here in the third quarter. Chillicothe leading 28-0. Want to let you know that the Chillicothe Hornets football games are also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com and click on the link. And right now we still have Hayward down working out the cramp in his calf muscle. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.